I expect them to come out and, compete. We don't look at records when we play teams. We just look at the tape, and you know, as far as we can see, they're a good team, probably the best offense we've played thus far this year, especially at home in their environment. So we expect them to come out and compete and give us, you know, all we can handle.
Do you ever get used to playing in the Superdome, or is that noise just something that no matter how many times you do it, it never gets old?
You get used to it. You get used to it. That doesn't make it any easier. From my past experience, being a division opponent against those guys there, it was always tough for us to go in and get wins. So I expect the same thing here, loud environment, tough to play in, but, you know, we just got to find a way to make big plays and pull it out.
You faced Drew numerous times. What makes him dangerous? What is the one thing about him that just makes him dangerous?
It's not one thing. It's he's a great player. He does pretty much everything well. He reads the defense as well. He throws the ball on time. He knows where the rush and the blitz is coming from to get the ball out. You know, he knows where to check to. So it's just one of those games where you're playing against a guy who you're going to have to play very well on the defensive side of the ball to come out victorious.
He hasn't been sacked much this year or much historically. What? Why is that?
Because he gets the ball out quick. He gets it out on time. He knows where he's going to with it. You know, so when he sees, he takes a picture of the defense, and then he pretty much knows where he's going to go. So we got to do a good job of disguising, and we got to do a good job of getting some pressure on him.
It seems like, as a whole, a lot of people expect a shootout in this game. As a defensive player, do you take offense to that?
Not really. You know, I don't, because, what people expect is not necessarily what's going to happen. You know, we want to go in and limit their points and limit their opportunities. So that's where our mind is at. We're not expecting a shootout from our viewpoint.
What does it do for you guys when you're in that NASCAR package with you and Nick and Clay and Mikey and all on the field at the same time?
Excuse me. It just gives a different look. Just a different look. Change of pace. More athletic. You know, speed guys on the field. That's just a package that we have to change it up. It's not something that we're gonna lean on too heavily to get pressure, because we got to be able to get pressure and do things out of other packages too. So, you know, I think it's a nice change up for us.
Does it help your history as a defensive end, though, when you're in that package, to have at least one guy that's used to having you, well, I guess you and Mike Neal too, having your hand on the ground playing out of the package?
It definitely helps, as far as reading protections and rushing from a three-point stance. What's going on back there?
Last week the defense played so well, made a statement with all those three and outs you had. Is this a great opportunity to make a statement about your defense on the national stage?
Every week it is. We go out and we look at it as an opportunity to gain some respect, on the defensive side of the ball. So that's the mindset we're going into. We got to gain a little respect on the defense.